I would say that the big thing is there are very few teams in the league that run the kind of quality offense Winnipeg has and the depth of offense that they already have. And that's without making any additions at all. And I know sort of Stone's name sometimes comes up, or there are others that are on the board that maybe wind up in Winnipeg by Tuesday. But even as it stands, there are a few teams that can match what Winnipeg can do offensively. And we've been watching a team playing without two of its most key contributors over, you know, a long stretch of time. So if I'm offering a message of hope to Jets fans, it's that their goalie tandem is a tandem that can work, especially because they have a backup goalie having kind of a career season right now. And they haven't seen, or the Jets haven't been, the lineup that they should be, you know, in several weeks. And so when the group was together, it was a team that looked a lot better under the hood than the team that we've seen since maybe January 1st. I would still love to see this team pump up their shot rate for. Anytime you have a quality offense like they do, you really want to drive the pace and get pucks on net because they have talented snipers who can really capitalize. They haven't done that this season. So if we see them dial up the pace a little bit, get a little bit more puck on net, and then, you know, have their healthy lineup as they get into the playoffs, this is still a team that can do some damage if they round into form. We're just going to have to see some of those changes settle in as they get Buffalo and Ehlers sort of back up to game speed.